Okay, back again. Sorry, last couple weeks have been kind of crazy. Now, I was gonna get on and talk, but I forgot what I was gonna talk about. Let's see if this works. Yeah, this should work. So last Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, working in the snow, driving in the snow. We got a lot of snow. So it was kind of hectic. I was hauling sand to a place, and apparently I dumped it in the wrong pile. They apparently didn't like that so much, but I did it 2 days in a row until they finally figured out that I was dumping in the wrong spot. On Wednesday, I got up early, went home, and hooked up my snowplow to the four-wheeler and got that all ready to go. And plowed my driveway and everything like that. Got everything nice and cleared, and that was nice. And so on Thursday, got up and we played outside in the snow for a while, I think. Maybe that was Wednesday. On Wednesday, I made a snowman in the backyard. On Thursday, it had snowed more, and went out and pushed some snow, and we played in the front yard, and I made a slide for the kids to slide down on the snow, out of snow. They liked that quite a lot. And then in the afternoon, we went to my in-laws, and my father-in-law somehow conned my grandparents-in-law to come and make him and his family Thanksgiving dinner, which I can't figure out why, but they did. And so they came and made Thanksgiving dinner. If I was them, I wouldn't do jack squat for the guy, because he's kind of a jerk. But I guess they have a heart. Whereas I would be like, yeah, screw you. You know? You make dinner. You're the dad. Figure out something. Figure out how to cook it. Figure out how to do it. You figure it out. Don't be freaking stupid. You know? You're inviting people over to your house to have Thanksgiving dinner, and then you're making your in-laws cook the dinner for you. How stupid is that? Anyways, so we got sorry, I was just thinking in my head. Just thinking about people that like latch on to kids and like, oh, come play with me, come do this, you know, for little kids and stuff. And I was at this is an old story. So I was at my sister-in-law's house and her husband, you know. And we were there for my nephew's birthday party. And my brother-in-law's brother was there, and he starts like chatting up the one-year-old, saying, "Everybody's here for your birthday. Everybody's here for your birthday." But he doesn't talk to people. But it's like he wants little kids to latch onto him and love him, and you know. But he won't talk to adults the same way, and it's really weird. Really kind of weird. So I think he's just kind of kooky in the head, but anyways, So it's kind of weird. That's what I was just thinking about. That's why I paused. Anyway, so we were at my father-in-law's, and they did like a lunch slash dinner, or maybe you want to call it a dinner, at like 2 o'clock. So before I went, I was like, I'm gonna have something to eat. It was like 11:30. I'm like, we're not eating until 2 o'clock. I'm gonna get something to eat. So I can't remember what I ate, but I ate something good. And then we went to in-law's house, and I had my daughter sit with me at the table, and you know, she's only like 23 months old, so she sat with me. I don't think you start going past the months after 2 years. And they're 24 months, and then you stop doing the months and you start saying 2 years. Anyways, so she was sitting there with me, and she was eating most of my food, which I like. I like to eat some food, but I don't want to eat all the food on my plate usually, so it was nice to just kind of disguise it the whole time. They're like, why don't you just put her in a high chair? Well, if you put her in a high chair, she's going to be in the way on the end of the table, because the high chair is way big, way a lot bigger than a chair. I mean, she can just sit here on my lap and I can feed her and she'll be fine. So that's what I did. I was like, this is kind of stupid. But anyways, so her sister-in-law, we'll call her Katrina, she comes over after we've already ate, because she had dinner at her in-law's house Thanksgiving, and then she comes out here, and I'm like, why don't you just spend time with them? Why are you coming out here? We were the oldest, and we started the tradition of this year being the year that we go to the in-law's house. And the other year, we go to my family's house. That's how we started. Why don't you guys just get on the schedule? But no. So, they're kind of stupid and stubborn. So anyways, next year when they come out, Gwen's going to want to go down there and spend time with them because they're coming out. It's like, really? Whatever. So, anyways, what was I talking about? So we stay, we ate dinner or whatever, lunch, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, of course, my wife just wants to hang out the rest of the day. And I'm really like, I don't really want to sit here the whole rest of the day, because nobody's going to talk to me, for one, you know, and for two, I'm just going to sit here and do nothing, you know? So, you know, I'm kind of thinking that if I head over there and just take some sleeping pills, you know, before I go, that way I could just sit on the couch and fall asleep. That sounds like a wonderful idea. If I have a plan to ever go over there, and I can just sit there sitting up on the couch, just fall asleep, because nobody's going to talk to me anyway, you know. So that sounds like a wonderful idea. That's what Grandpa does. He just sits there and falls asleep because he don't want to be there either. That's my wife's grandpa. He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't understand why his wife has to cook a dinner for his son-in-law and their family. How stupid that is. So anyways, I'm just hoping he gets remarried to some biatch. Treats him like crap, you know. That's all I hope for. Because he drives me nuts. Anyways, so we're sitting there, and I'm like, well, nobody's going to talk to me. I'm going to play video games. So I took my Nintendo 3DS over there. Well, the 2DS. I just took that over there and just played video games the whole time. Because I was like, I'm not just going to sit here the whole time. Nobody's going to talk to me. Nobody's going to say a word to me. So I'm wants to play video games all the time. So that's what me and my boy did. Because nobody was talking to us. And the next day we had to go down there because, oh, Katrina brought her hair cutting stuff and she's going to cut everybody's hair. And it's like, just kind of just want to go to it. Because there's strings tied to it, you know. You have to spend time, you have to eat lunch with them, you have to la-di-da to get her to even cut your hair. It's just like, everything you do with this family is strings attached, strings attached, strings attached. It's just like, ugh. So, anyways. Quite annoying. So anyways, Thanksgiving night, there's two of my wife's siblings were in town. There's only one bed, and it's like they can't blow up an air mattress in the front room of my father-in-law's house and just sleep there. So they had to come to our house and, you know, stay in one of our rooms. It's like, really? Really? So in the morning, I made them breakfast, tried to be cordial. They wouldn't eat anything. I was like, really, you assholes? Come stay at my house. Just jerks, you know? Then as soon as dinner's done, they're gone. Back over to her dad's house, because the ones that stayed with us was Katrina. And Katrina is my father-in-law's favorite, you know, favorite daughter. You can't say that every family doesn't have a favorite. Well, she's the favorite. So she heads right over there, sucks up to them, and where does she stay the next night? She stays over there because the other two siblings, or the other sibling, was going to go back home that night. So, yeah. Fun stuff. Oh, they're just annoying. She's like, go the crap away. Then Saturday, they had to go to some stupid lunch thing with her other grandma. So all 3 days I spent with the in-laws. I'm thinking now, I'm just going to say, oh, you go ahead. I'm going to stay home. If you guys want to go, I'm staying home. Because this is ridiculous. All they want to do is just spend time with the in-laws. Just spend time with... I don't even get to see my family. My family comes, I get to see them for like 2 minutes, and then, because it's always around a holiday, and then my wife is like, oh, we gotta go see my sisters and my brothers. And then we spend 90% of the time at their house. I'm getting pretty pissed off about it. So, yeah. Bought a snowmobile, and they're all so drooling over this stupid snowmobile. It's like, you know, I can only drive that one time a year, you know, in the winter time. I can drive my four-wheeler in the snow and on the dry. So how stupid is it that they're just, you know, spending time on their stupid snowmobiles? But whatever. So Katrina and her husband, they live on a farm, and in the winter time, that's what they do. His family rides snowmobiles. And I've met this guy's dad, and he seems like the most antisocial kind of guy. Like, if he was in a crowd, he wouldn't talk to nobody. He'd go find something else to do instead of spend time with them, you know? So... anymore, that's how I feel. I'm like, I'll go find something else to do. I don't go riding four-wheelers with these people. I don't, because I have four-wheelers and a side-by-side. I don't opt to do anything like that with these people, because they just drive me nuts. They're just, just the kind of people you just don't want to spend time with. Did for my nice vacation, and at the stupid dinner that her other grandma had, or the lunch, whatever that they had, she was like, my wife was like, ditch me and go talk to her, you know, her family, whatever. So I just stood up against the wall and watched videos on my phone, but I found a guy on YouTube I like watching. I just sat up against the wall, and then we ate. And after we ate, I stood up against the wall for a little while until I realized that I was right next to the trash can. Then I went out in the hall and found a bench. Sat out there on a bench the rest of the time. I ain't gonna talk to these people. We got no commonalities, common interests with these people. I'm not a social butterfly. I got nothing with these people. I've met them. I know what they're like. I know how they are. I understand how they operate. And that's about all I want to do with them. So, yeah. Oh, and my Katrina's husband was over there. And one of the guys was from Cedar City. Katrina's husband didn't realize that Cedar City was cooler than St. George. And I was like, really? You're kind of stupid. Because it's a ways north of where we are, but they didn't realize that Cedar City was colder than St. George. Like, you're not very bright. You gotta think about elevation. Elevation means everything. But he's not a very bright guy. He's the same guy that, you know, went to training, leaking oil after he replaced the whole engine. How stupid is that? So after we did that, Saturday was my wife's birthday, so my dad came and took us to breakfast. That was really nice. Went up to their house and spent some time with him. And the whole time we're up there, my wife's like, we should go. We should really go. We should really get going. I'm like, really? I get like 2 minutes and you spent like 3 days with your family. Like, give me a freaking break, woman. These people are just annoying as heck. I was thinking about Christmas. We always go to my family's first. I was thinking, oh, we'll go to my wife's family's first. That way we can say, oh, we're going to go spend time with my family. And we'll head up to my family's. And then I guarantee you what's going to happen is Katrina's going to come down later in the day. And they're going to be like, oh, you got to come back and see Katrina. You got to come back and see Katrina. I'm going to be like, go ahead. To the car. See you later. can see why people move away from family. I can see it right now. I can understand it. Because they get really annoying. Person. If there's one person there, I'll talk to them, you know. There's a bunch of people I'm not going to be the one speaking and talking, you know, inside the group and everything. So, it's just the way I am. And I don't understand why every birthday or holiday, my father-in-law uses the death of his wife as like a crutch. Try and get you, be like, oh, that is so kind of you, you know. I can't even remember what it was that I got for Christmas or birthday or something. And it was just like, all he did was use that as a crutch. Try and, you know, draw attention back to her. And it's like, yeah, we know. Not like we're just gonna forget her. She's a lot better person than you are. That's for sure. Piece of junk. Uses the crap out of people. Says he's got all this money. Says he has all this money. You know. Go do and, you know, do all this crap. He just uses everybody around him so he doesn't have to spend any money. That's all he does. Just like with the dinner and everything. He's just full of crap. I don't get the guy. Drives me nuts. Anyways, that's my journal for the day, I guess. just some of the aggravation I need to steam off, I guess. Thanks for listening.